waters.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Vice Mayor Mark Sturgeon.
Here.
Councilwoman Linda Bauer. Councilman Joe Leet. Councilman Pramod Javeri.
Here.
Councilman Jeff Capel.
Here.
Councilman Lee Zerwanka.
Here.
Mayor Tom Adamek.
Here.
Six present.
Okay, now I need a motion to excuse Linda Bauer from the process. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. 6-0. Okay, I need a motion to accept the revised agenda.
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, 6-0. I need a motion to approve the minutes January 11th, 2018.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
6-0. Need a approval minutes, motion to approve minutes, session meeting January 25th, 2018.
So moved. Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
6-0. Then I need a motion to approve minutes from the council retreat meeting January 25th and 26th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
6-0. Okay, communications. Okay.
There are none tonight, Your Honor.
Okay. Any reports from outside agencies? Don't see anyone, so we'll look into that. The mayor's report will be handed into the minutes. And then I need a motion to accept the financial report.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
6-0. Here's some citizens. Now, before we do this, I just want to make sure you understand the rules. If you come up and say your name and where you live, you more than likely won't have an answer tonight. You might do something miscellaneous business. When you come up, please address the council as a whole, not an individual member. And don't approach the council bench unless you ask permission. If you ask something, give us. We'll probably give it to the clerk of courts. So with that, any citizens wish to speak? Don't be shy. You've been up here 2 times already. Yeah.
I think I got the point, but I think actually here better. Robert Shelton, 4524 Victor Avenue. Just had a couple of questions on the follow-up from the, I know, talked to the city manager and stuff in regards to the Hunt Park project that's going on currently. We did get a copy of the plans that they did submit with the city. I want to thank you guys for getting that forwarded on to us. I did read through them, just had a few questions. In reading through it, I did notice that they are going to put a barrier, it looks like, they're putting 3 stone barriers for the section that they are building for means, I think, is the builders or contractors. They are stopping it. It looks like they're not going to go all the way through. But it also looks like it's possible they could. Now, I know they've been told not to. I don't think it's still the original plans. They've not updated or changed them. But in reading through the notes at the bottom of one of the projects, under the general notes, 2 of the comments they have, one was just the developers to coordinate with the utility company to relocate the existing utilities. And then it also states they are removing the existing no outlet sign that is located at the intersection of Raven Lane and Victor Avenue at the conclusion of the construction. So that tells me that they are planning on making it a through street. So I don't know if the council needs to maybe talk to the contractors again to ensure that they do not remove that sign because it is not to be a through street. I just wanted to get that brought up. And then also on the drainage for the sewer system that they're putting in, just make sure that they are coordinating with people who live on Edwards Avenue as far as, you know, how it's going to impact their current system with it not flooding through and flooding the neighborhood on Edwards Court area. That's one of the concerns and questions that I have in front of that.
Okay, thank you, Robert. And do you know, talk to our public works director if you have any questions in the future. Talk to our public works director.
Okay. We got a question on that, and then if we've had some runs with the construction crew as far as where they're supposed to be parking, and they've been blocking driveways, not allowing cars to get in and out of their driveways while they were doing the tree removal section. And they were also taking some additional trees out that were not originally supposed to be part of their removal. So I don't know if someone needs to maybe schedule a walkthrough with them to make sure and ensure that we're not losing more trees than what we should be losing. And, you know, we just keep that.
Thank you.
I have a question. If before we're out of the meeting tonight, if we could just get a quick update from the administration that just give us an update on the project and addresses any concerns we've heard tonight.
We do that in miscellaneous business.
Thank you, Chris.
Any other citizens? My name is Peter Nord. I live in Kenridge Lane. I think it's interesting that you're developing rules for people who come up and speak at the microphone.
Do you want another one?
I think that's what we have another one.
Go on, Peter, I'm joking.
I know you are, Tom. I think the first council meeting I attended was in 1980, and this is the first time I've heard that there are rules. And I think it's a good idea, because people who don't come very often have no expectation of what to do. So I might suggest that on the outside, where you have a little sign that says council meeting at 7 o'clock, you have a little holder for some mimeograph sheets of rules for people who wish to address the council, and maybe people can be forewarned. And when you have 100 or 200 people here, it might be a way to improve the decorum. Just a citizen suggestion. Thank you. Bye. Any other citizens? Chaos was the opposing some citizens now, and then I'll pass it over to the Finance and Administration Committee. Please go on.
Can you please read resolution number 2018-2 by title only?
Resolution adopting the 2018 final budget for revenues and expenses of the City of Blue Edge, Ohio for the fiscal year of 2018.
Move to adopt resolution number 2018-2.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Lee? Councilman Jaberry?
Yes.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Zerwanka?
Yes.
Mayor Serkin?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Yes. Janie, please read resolution number 2018-3 by title.
Authorizing the city manager to enter into a multi-year collective bargaining agreement with the Fraternal Order of Police, Ohio Labor Council, Inc., Dispatchers Bargaining Unit.
Move to adopt resolution number 2018-3.
Second.
Any discussion?
I have one question. Since my day job is working as an economist for the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you knew this was going to be asked. But regarding the wage increases that were negotiated, when we enter into contract negotiations and start talking about the wages, is it our habit to look up where our wages compare with others? Okay. And then do we typically then use the information to make sure that we're negotiating the wages in the best manner possible? For example, if we're paying in the 90th percentile, are we going to do more to hold the line? If we're paying in the 15th percentile, do we then see that we have to allow for more increases than we otherwise would? And I'm just asking, do we make sure we're factoring all that into the negotiations as we're doing them?
Is it a question or a statement?
The question. But I guess you can take it as a statement, too. That's all I have.
One other question. How many total dispatchers does this cover? Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion?
Not to belabor the point, but other things we factor in as our budget, our ability within our budget, comparables, other contracts within the city. It's a lot of variables. It's not just looking at the CPI. So sometimes we're able to do better than other times, and then we also, in any labor negotiation process, because we can't arbitrarily say what it's going to be, that's why it's a negotiation. We also have to factor in the cost of prolonged deliberation and mediation and ultimately binding arbitration. Sometimes when you're dealing with workforces, fixed people, we might eat up any savings on other staff time or attorney fees in going to binding arbitration.
Anything else? Jamie, please call the roll.
Councilman Javeri?
Yes.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Jawaka?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Serkin?
Yes.
Councilman Lee?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Yes.
That's all I have. Parks
and Recreation Committee, we're
going to
hand the
Silver
Park Services.
By the way,
I'm in the
hand.
Can
we please read Resolution 200-2018-4, my title only?
Authorizing the city manager to purchase golf course maintenance equipment through the State of Ohio Cooperative Purchasing Agreement.
I move to adopt Resolution 2018-4. So as stated, this is to purchase a mower, a couple of utility vehicles, and a multi-purpose sprayer. As typical, we use the state's cooperative purchasing programs for pricing. Any other questions?
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Jawaka?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Serkin?
Yes.
Councilman Lee? Councilman Javeri?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Yes.
All in the hand.
Thank you.
Next, Public Works Subcommittee.
Jimmy, please read resolution number 2018-5.
Authorizing the city manager to make payment for traffic signal system parts, professional repair services, and upgrades throughout 2018, and declaring an emergency unless it strikes down to a low end. That doesn't need to be in there. No emergency. Sorry about that.
Do you
need
a motion to strike that?
No.
Move to adopt resolution number 2018-4 or 5. Second. Any discussion?
Recently, there was a few months ago, there was a big power outage in our whole area. And often, the only thing working were the stoplights next to what worked because.
Please read resolution number 2018-6. Title only.
Authorizing the city manager to execute a perpetual non-exclusive grant of utility easement over a portion of parcel 005-90 of book 612, page 0112 of the Hamilton County Auditor's Office records over a portion of the Blue Island Golf Course.
Move to adopt resolution number 2018-6.
Second.
Any discussion? Jamie, please call the roll.
Vice Mayor Serkin?
Yes.
Councilman Lee?
Yes.
Councilman Javeri?
Yes.
Councilman Capel?
Yes.
Councilman Jawaka?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Six yeses.
Next is Planning and Zoning Committee. Jamie, please read Resolution 2018-7 by title only.
accepting rights of way within the Blue Ash Estates subdivision for public maintenance, currently Hamilton County Auditor's Parcel 612-0170-059500 and 612-0170-059600.
I move to adopt resolution 2018-7. This subdivision has been, I think it started in 2004, 2005, and it is way more than 80% complete, and that's been way more than a year. So it's time for us to traditionally take over the maintenance of the roads and the curbing,
and I assume
the drainage. So that's basically it. It's the time. Any questions? Please call the roll.
Councilman Lee?
Yes.
Councilman Javeri?
Yes.
Councilman Cattell?
Yes.
Councilman Zerwanka?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Sterkin?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion setting a public hearing for 7:05 p.m. Thursday, March 8, 2018, to consider an appeal from a decision of the Board of Site Arrangement approving a parking lot building addition at 1160 Kenwood Road, which is the Matthew 25 Industries in Blue Ash North, building district. Anyone going to say that?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. All right, that's all I have there.
Thank you. Next, we have the public hearing. Jamie, would you please read resolution 2018-8 by title only?
Authorizing the purchase of two replacement police vehicles for the police department.
I'll move to the resolution number 2018-8.
Second.
Any discussion, questions? This was the budgeted last year for this year also to buy two more SUV Tahoe for the police officers. If anybody has any questions, we can ask the chief lawyer right here. Anybody has any questions?
Scott, we took the targets off of our police cars.
These are our maintenance department has urged us to be looking at replacing those, so these are the two command staff.
But our Invernos are handling the insurance on the other two, right? Yeah.
The total of one of us is the other, probably visible, so
yeah.
Hopefully we don't have any more.
Great, thank you.
Okay, Jimmy, would you call the roll call, please?
Councilman Javeri?
Yes.
Councilman Cattell?
Yes.
Councilman Zerwanka?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Sterkin?
Yes.
Councilman Lee?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That's why we have I would like to be the person that hit our cruiser while texting.
While drunk.
I do have a couple items, but before I'll jump into Jeff's request for a quick update. So, yeah, the street is starting. It's still not going through. There's going to be utilities that would go all the way through. That's typically loop utilities. But it'll be covered back up. As for any plans, what have you, so far they're following the plans. I know that Gordon said he'll just have someone double check and look at that. I asked him and he agrees. The no office sign, that might be an old note from the old plan or something like that when it was there, so it's certainly not a big deal. So other than that, there's not much to report on that project.
Okay.
At this point, I'll have Brianna come up and just quickly give me an update on Citizen Academy and where we're at with that.
Hi, Vinny. On your chairs tonight, you all should have found two invitations to the Citizens of Blue Ash Academy. This is a class series that aims to educate our citizens on how the city functions, to create ambassadors, and to promote engagement. This is a program that Council requested last year and has asked us to do again this year. The class dates for this year's program will be on three Saturdays, March 10th, March 17th, and March 24th, and we'll cover all six departments during that time. Please distribute your invitations to residents who would like to take part in this year's program. All the important information they need is on that invitation, the dates, the time, and my email address to RSVP. Thank you.
Again, just a quick minute, are you looking for 14 people?
Yes. You each have two invitations, and you can each give those two invitations out to residents, so we'll have 14 residents total.
Okay, and then at some point, just thinking about this, obviously not this time, but in the future,
can we get that to be more of people submit their names? Is that something you guys have thought about?
That's something that we can certainly look at in the future.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
So,
two other items. Just want to give you an update. Just bear with me for a minute. A bit of a story. Almost 10 years ago, when the Sharonville Convention Center was being imagined, designed, and funded, at that time, the county increased its hotel tax rate. And ultimately, Sharon was the beneficiary of a county bond floated and guaranteed by the revenues from that generated, and the commitment was $1.3 million for 30 years, so they received funding from that hotel tax for a $30 million issuance. At that time, our then council said, hey, we generate a lot of money to that too. We'd like you to consider that as part of our, what was then called the Performing Arts and Conference Center, to be built in a few years. Ultimately, the then commissioner said, we will think about this and we'll get back with you. Because they went ahead and gave Sharonville the full $1.3 million, that was all of the excess cash at that time, and there wasn't any residual money from that pot. That pot has grown significantly through the years, and a few years ago we went back and said, hey, we went ahead and built our conference center. We didn't build the Performing Arts Center, but we did it as part of Cooper Creek. Would you reconsider and give us some of that money now? The actors have changed. And they said, well, we don't really remember a whole lot of that, and so on and so forth. But they did give us a couple of grants out of that, which we've done. So fast forward to today, I'm making another inquiry to them. Say, look, we have 4 years left on our debt service at Cooper Creek. It's about $1 million a year. Would love you to, while you're in, by the way, that fund has now grown to, I think, $6 to $8 million. So at the time it was only $1 million surplus fund. They gave it all to Sharonville. But as it's grown, they now give a good bulk of it goes to the Cincinnati Visitors and Convention Bureau, who has grown their operation from a $4.5 million operation to a $10 million operation in terms of promotions and what have you. And so we just simply said, well, we have 4 years left. We would make a general request to them that would you consider giving us $1 million a year for the next 4 years? A, because we generate $1.3 million. Blue Ash alone generates $1.3 million to that fund. And we know you're going to give some to SC Cincinnati, and you're going to build a millennial, and you're going to do everything else with that. We'd really like some to keep some of that in town and have it. Especially, and this is the hard tug that may or may not work, especially since P&G is leaving this year, we're going to get a $3.5 million hit. We're trying to do some projects, so would you reconsider that? So I bring you up to date on that, just to let you know in case you're approached or asked by any of them what you think. Hopefully you don't have any major concerns with the request for $4 million. We'll see what they do. I wouldn't be overly optimistic, but certainly I had a conversation with one commissioner this week, working on another one, and ultimately I'll talk to all three. So don't know if you have any other questions or thoughts, but it's just a continuation of a 10-year request.
I'm all for it. Just unfortunately, many folks at the city and the county are doing their best to divert as much of the surplus as possible to a new stadium rather than to important things. So that's kind of the headwinds we're facing.
I'm on the convention facilities board, so I've heard all this all those years. We're now number two in the county as far as hotel generating tax for the county that goes into that bucket. And the bucket, the way it, they call it waterfall, and the way it works right now is convention center downtown, convention center Sharonville, and we would fall into number three, hopefully, on a more regular basis. So, yeah, I agree. Keep going. Can't hurt. Can't hurt.
Here are the other two minor items. I did talk to Linda. She's still in Wales. She's still a little bit drugged up and did rehab with her. That's had two total knee replacements, so that's pretty significant. And then just pencil in, we'll confirm it later, but May 10th council meeting, we're going to propose that maybe we do a little tour of the tower and the community rooms beforehand, and then maybe even have the council meeting at the community room. We've done that in every other major facility we've built. We normally do a tour, and then we normally do one council meeting at the new facility, so that might be a nice time to do it at that facility. So just pencil that in on May 10th. So that's all I have. That's the idea. If you want to, we'll take you up there. But we won't have a meeting up there.
Okay, Carla? Nothing tonight, Your Honor.
Gordon?
I have nothing.
Chuck?
Nothing, sir.
Chief?
Nothing tonight, sir.
Kelly?
Nothing,
Carrie? Chief? Okay, Jeff?
I have something. Earlier today, OKI had their executive meeting as well as an orientation for new members. I was at the orientation part of it, spoke to a staffer afterwards, and we just kind of informally exchanged some information, and what he said is sometime around March 5th or 6th, they're going to kick off, they're going to do, I think, some kind of orientation that kicks off a grant application process that would run through June. So if we have anything that could possibly be eligible for a grant or funding assistance from OKI, this could be an opportunity to pursue that. Last week, I was at the county commissioner meeting where Commissioner Monzel announced that the Attorney General's office will be having a training session down here on sunshine laws. It will be March 29th from 9 a.m. to 12:15. It will be at the Brain USA Empower You building at 225 Northland Boulevard. Commissioner Fortune noted that if you're a lawyer, this can count for continuing legal education hours, so you may want to go to that. kill two birds with one stone. Third, if you go to our city website right now, our meeting minutes are up to date through December 14th, and we're now in February. I know sometimes we're on different wavelengths as far as where Blue Ash is on the transparency scale. And, you know, my feeling is if someone is relying on their internet connection to find out what's going on around here, 2 months behind is not good enough, and we should be striving to do better with that. In the 21st century, we have lots of technology available to record meetings, to post meetings. People should be able to get better information when going online than what we currently offer, and I hope that in the coming months we'll be able to come to some agreement that upgrades where we currently are. And then my last issue is one service I think Blue Ash has always done very well is snow removal. Now, often I'm pretty easy to please on that because whenever we have bad weather, I kind of hunker down for a while. I don't go out for a while. But earlier this week, I left my home just maybe 3 hours after the precipitation fell, and the main roads were excellent, and every side road that I could see was excellent as well. So I do want to give my compliments to the city staff who did a great job on that issue. That's all.
Thank you, Jeff. Come on.
Yes, I have two questions. First, please keep on going and bring some more money for the new project. So that's one. The second thing is just I want to understand the things between the council and the administration, how these things work, and when we should know, what we should know, at what time. Just like, for example, it's reached under the water right now, but when we pass concept plan 6-1, and then being given to administration to proceed for the negotiation and everything. At that time, it was all of this book, and we never knew until this came on November, all these things. So when we are watching in these things, and then there are some lines here that it's really really interesting that when they put it down, it is, they say, it is being understood that the developer parties are not committed to develop any of this space at this time. This was, we never knew this line before. So, I don't know, maybe I missed something, but you can explain me.
Yeah,
but what I want to say, let me finish this.
Let me suggest one or two things. Either we go into personnel executive session right now to discuss personnel, and I'll be happy to be very clear about that. That would be my suggestion.
That's fine.
Because I'm afraid the discussion is not going to go well.
Okay. That's fine.
Do you want to do that?
Okay, want to do the next meeting session?
Yeah, that's what I always meant.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Are you grandfathered yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Joe? I only have one thing, you know, like Peter said, about the rules. I got one of them to put it on the agenda. You know, they would have to look at it to see if it was fine. It's a suggestion.
Okay, thank you. Anything else?
Okay.
All right, Council.
My compliments to the whole entire city staff. We have the president here this week. That's a lot of work on a short notice, and you did very, very well. So thanks to police, fire, service department, administration, everybody, Parks and Rec, everybody participated to some extent. So thank you.
Do you guys have any complaints? Do you get any complaints? That's amazing, because what happened to us? We kind of started nobody like that, because they shut everything down everywhere. So, please,
that's it.
Okay, I
can't suggest question. We need to put the minutes on the website until they go through, because you may have said to me that, I don't like the way this is worded, and I didn't say that. I want to go back and correct. So tonight, we just approved three of the minutes, and they will go on the website now. So I don't have that long. We've done that as long as I've been around any other way before. Because tonight they've been approved, they go on now. Just so you know.
Right, yeah. I mean, I realize that's how it does. Maybe it'll be changed. That's probably to think about, but if I put stuff on the website and then turn around and correct, that to me creates a problem. So just tradition, as far as I know, unless that's legal. I got it right. That's all I have.
Okay. And finally, good job on the public works on the streets. It was really excellently done. And then I hope everybody keeps their prayers and best wishes for Linda to get better. And it is a major surgery when you have two knee replacements. So I'm sure she's doing well, but please wish her well. And with that, we will be going into executive session tonight once we adjourn here. And the first part will be economic development assistance. That's considered confidential information related to the marketing plans, specific business strategy, production techniques, trade secrets, or personal financial statements of an applicant for economic development assistance, or with respect to negotiations with other political subdivisions regarding requests for economic development assistance.
And then what's the number two one? Development agreement? Okay, so that'll be the second, portion of the executive session. Okay, with that, we're going to adjourn the meeting. Jamie, do you need a motion or you just call? Can you that we adjourn the meeting? Call the roll.
Councilman Campbell?
Yes.
Councilman Zaranka?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Sturgeon?
Yes.
Councilman Lee?
Yes.
Councilman Javeri?
Yes.
Mayor Adamek?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Please turn to the executive session now.